Volunteers have been busy raising funds for the Fleurieu Cancer Support Foundation, including the Victor Harbour Mayor, who will be running 28Ks for the cause on Saturday. Chairman Ian McCallum joins me now. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so you've got Mayor Moira Jenkins running the whole Heysen Trail, I hear.
Yes. I'm glad it's her and not me.
That is a long way to go, but it's for a really good cause. And
yes,
if people want to chip in, there is a GoFundMe page, which we'll link on our website afterwards. But your organisation is fully volunteer-run. What is it that you do?
Well, the main part is taking people that need cancer treatment up to the Adelaide hospitals, Flinders, Tennyson, RAH are the main ones. And Noarlunga's coming on more and more. It's getting more specialised equipment and we're dropping people off Noarlunga. We take them door to door and it's purely on donation. There's no fixed charge.
Oh, that's great. So the hospital transport service, so you're basically helping people out, getting to appointments, much-needed
yes,
appointments, all through the Fleurieu, is that right?
Yes, especially with radiotherapy. The people there are very, very good, and they put all us Fleurieu people together and round about 11 o'clock, so we get them there for 11 o'clock appointments.
So do they,
round about that.
Should people call your office to book something in?
Yes, give us if people get a notification from their doctor, give us a ring and an assessor will come out and have a chat and find out who your doctor is and when your appointments are likely to be, and then it goes into the roster and then we can slot you into the system.
8552 9304, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you must have some wonderful people donating their time to drive people around.
Yes. Yes, we have. There's some lovely people, drivers, and they don't need constant recognition. The sort of only time you see them is at a Christmas party.
Oh, right.
They don't say, "Oh, look at me, look at me." They just get on with the job, and it's a fantastic spirit.
Yeah,
it really is.
I hear that you're after a few more volleys.
Yes, we could do with a few more drivers. Some people thought they had to use their own car, but that's not correct. We've got three very good cars and we're thinking of replacing one of them in the very near future.
Oh, yeah. I hear you've gone and checked out a new vehicle. That's a bit exciting.
Yes, it's lovely. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to drive people up anymore because I've turned 80 and the insurance company said that's enough.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, it's a terrible, lovely new vehicle and I'm not allowed to drive it.
Oh, and I'm sure that the volunteers get a bit of a kick out of it as well, something to do and chat with people in the community.
Yes, they do. They're a special bunch.
Ian McCallum's with us. He's the chair of the Fleurieu Cancer Support Foundation. You also host some groups. So there are people that get together for various things, a support group for men and women and a craft group, yes. I hear.
Yes, there's a men's group. Meet about once a month and we go down and play putt-putt golf or go for a visit or just sit around and have a coffee and talk. And it's something that men who have been through the mill with one thing and another can discuss it and sort of let a bit of steam off.
Yeah, because I bet that it's not always easy to interact with loved ones who maybe haven't gone through the same thing as you. So, you know, having that shared experience would make a big difference.
Exactly right. Mm. Yes, that hits it on the head. And then there's a women's group. It used to be called the Breast of Friends, but then they opened it up to all women, not just breast cancer.
Oh, I see.
And
yep,
they meet and do similar sorts of things, as well as a craft group, and they make things that they'll be selling at the Foreshore Market. First one's coming up on the 24th.
Oh, that's
Sunday.
Excellent.
Every 2 weeks.
So, is it obvious when you go to the Foreshore Market which crafts are the Fleurieu Cancer Support Foundation? Do you have a banner or something?
I think it'll be fairly obvious.
Well, that's a good cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the women, and it's showing the public that what we're doing, we're not sitting around waiting for some benefactor to suddenly give us a lot of money. We get out there and we earn it.
And yeah.
We also do bingo at the Crown Hotel every Thursday at 11 o'clock. And we have a few raffles and things, and there's a very good spirit there with people too. It's you know, they all greet each other like long lost relations. It's hilarious.
Oh, great. And tell us about the African experience a couple of
days
after.
Well, the African experience is coming up, and two people, guest speakers, Penny and John Wilcox, founders of Kotlin's Community School in Africa. I'm not sure exactly which country. Looks like it could be a bit Nigerian. So they're giving a talk, and there'll be gifts for sale and morning tea provided at Karakalinga House, corner of Torrens and Hill Street in Victor Harbour, on Tuesday the 26th from 10 a.m. And it'll be a bit different. If you've been to Africa or you wish you had gone when you were younger, come along. Pre-sold tickets, you'll have to ring our office, which is 8552 9304.
Sounds like you are very busy, and I also hear that you have a large range of wigs to loan ladies at no charge. So there's a lot of
That's wonderful things
that you do for the community. It's really great to hear that, Ian.
There's some very good wigs there too. If you ladies lose their hair with chemo, they feel very restricted in going out. They don't want to go out being bald or wearing some sort of funny hat. So we've got, I think it's something like 70 different wigs there.
Oh.
And it's a very good library, and there's an experienced lady that will help fit one. And they just got three new sort of ash platinum blondie looking ones the other day. They really look very smart.
Excellent.
Very smart.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all the best. And I look forward to having a chat with you again in the future.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.